Let me be straight with you. This is a radio commercial for Three Small Business Insurance. The policy has no fine print. It's clear what's covered. So while you can't see the following scene, just know that this pet store is protected by Three.
Joe, did you leave the snake tank open?
Look, I don't want to point fingers, but yes.
It's biting me! Sorry, sir! I'm calling my lawyer.
They're going to need some help with this mess. Luckily, they have Three. No fine print, just exceptional coverage. Three is a product of Berkshire Hathaway Direct Insurance Company. Three. No nonsense, just common sense.
We wish Stephen Tubbs, I know everybody does, a speedy recovery, and it is such a pleasure to be with you. I'm a commentator, columnist, all-around rabble-rouser, and a native of Colorado that kind of flew the coop. I moved off to Texas. Yes, I did. And I guess they were running out of guest hosts because they had to go all the way to Texas to find another one. pretty soon they're going to be looking at the border. I am a refugee from Colorado, but I will always care about my home state. My parents were born and raised on the west side of Denver, and I have very deep roots in Colorado, and I have especially a warm, fuzzy feeling for 710 KNUS. I've been doing this almost 5 years now as a talk show host, and I just love it. It challenges all the things I've ever done in my life. And really, I can say that much of those opportunities came from the encouragement and what have you of people at KNUS. So I thank them profusely. So I am certainly worried about my country, but I am so happy to have moved to Texas. And when we decided to move, which was extremely quick, it seemed impulsive. I had a lot of people come up to me and said, God, I wish I could move. God, I wish I could move. And I was ambivalent about that because I think that it is a very private, personal decision. And I respect many fellow conservatives who decided to stay. So that's among the things we're going to be getting into. We got 4 hours to have fun and play in the sandbox of talk radio. And just to give you a little bit of a heads up, we're going to cover a lot of territory today. Not only am I going to have a few guests, but not a ton. I, more than anything, welcome your phone calls. So in this first hour, we're only going to have one guest. In fact, there will only be one guest per hour so that there's lots of room and time to get your thoughts. And there are some issues of the day, and I do try as best I can to stay on top of what happens in Denver and in Colorado, where I have lived many, many years on and off throughout the years. So I'm up on a lot of these issues, including the Tay Anderson brouhaha. It's more than a brouhaha, and I have some strong opinions, but more importantly, I want to give you a chance to weigh in on these issues because that's the great joy of talk radio. So if you don't know the number, it's 303-696-1971. I don't even have to look at it because I know it's 303-696-1971. So as it relates to moving, what was I going to say here? But everywhere I go, I find that the computer has made the world so much smaller that I can do a show. I do a regular show called Spouting Off out of Nashua, New Hampshire, but I live in Texas. So I tell people, you can listen to my show out of Nashua, New Hampshire, and you don't even have to live there because God knows I don't. And part of the not so great aspect of that is that the left, and the left is as virulent as we've ever seen it in my lifetime anyway, has done a lot to collectivize the country and to do away with local control and local separation of powers and pretty much anything else that has kept this America strong and safe. And that is what we are up against here. Blind justice, equal opportunity under the law rather than equity. All of those things and more are under attack. And the globalists are trying to push their agenda on everyone. And it makes the world a smaller and smaller place. By this, I mean, when I was living in Colorado, I noticed that it's very easy to predict where there's more freedom and where there is not more freedom. It's quite clear that you can predict whatever state or even city or municipality or anywhere. If there is Democrat control in an area, it means that they are clamping down on your liberties, whether it's your liberty to choose whether you put a mask on your face, whether you get a vaccine or whatever it is. It's all, for me, about liberty and about whether they're taking it away or they are protecting it. And that means that states all over the country resemble one another. You know, it's kind of like Burger King's. People say they love to go, and I do too. I love to go to homegrown restaurants because there's individuality and there's a flavor. That's a pun. A flavor to the restaurant that's unique because of the people that run that restaurant. I'm an enormous fan not only of small businesses, but small homegrown restaurants that are also under attack. And because of that, the left likes everything to be franchised. They've franchised taking away your gun rights in any state in the country that they can get away with that. They've franchised open borders and moving illegal aliens into environments and neighborhoods that the people don't necessarily want to be stuck with the bill. They don't care because they have a much, much, much larger agenda than that. And in fact, anything that goes contrary to what the Constitution and was all about and is all about are the things that the left is attacking. You say separation of powers protects our liberties? That's just what they want to get rid of. You say, you know, men, masculinity itself has always, that doesn't mean women aren't strong, but men are the ones that keep, that are the protectors. They're the sheepdogs. Again, this is a stereotype now, but is it any wonder that men are under attack? The family is under attack. That's the bad news. We're living in some of the most dire times of my lifetime. I don't know about yours, but I feel as if this is extraordinary times we're living in. And no matter what issue you bring up, that seems to be pretty much the bottom line, I guess you could say. That is what we watch and see. Now, in Republican states, you've got much more freedom, especially all the places people are moving to, like Texas and Florida and South Dakota and all of those places. If there's Republican rule or Republican control of a state, then there is generally more liberty. So I wrote a piece somewhat about this, about how there is a growing Berlin Wall in this country. And there was never, ever a better test of communism versus capitalism than when the Berlin Wall went up after the World War II. I'm old enough, yes. I'm a Karen. I'm a middle-aged woman who complains a lot. I cop to that. Although, if the name that they chose out of a hat was like Shaniqua, then it would probably be considered racist. Nevertheless, I digress. So there's like a Berlin Wall in America. And you can see that in Democrat-controlled states, you've got all the same ills of the city. You see trash, and you see tent cities, and you see the intent to legalize drugs. There was an enormous thing headed up by Peter Boyles and others at KNUS to stop so-called safe injection sites, a preposterous notion. As a former social worker, what a preposterous notion that you can make IV drug use safe. But we're not going to litigate that issue. But all the same things, they all march in lockstep. They march in lockstep. They want you to march in lockstep, too. So my point here is that a lot of people are on the move right now, not just me. And we made a personal decision. It's a very interesting decision. And it came rather quickly. I'll have to tell the story another time because I don't want to waste the time now. But we made the right decision for us. Now, a lot of people are moving. Colorado is booming, surprisingly. But that's probably because Californians are moving to Colorado thinking it's going to be better. And Coloradans, some of them, are moving to South Dakota and Florida and other places. And that is among the most fundamental acts of a free person, and that is to vote with their feet. Now, I'm not extolling the virtues of this necessarily, because among all else, if that's the right way to put that, above all else, I really respect the individual choices and rights of people to do what is right for them and their families. And that is, again, part of what is under attack. The idea that everybody has to act alike, think alike, behave alike, look alike. Have you ever noticed people that wear masks all look alike, behave alike? They are all much more submissive and look down at their feet. But if they want to wear a mask, that is their choice. We're not the people that tell people, that tell others that they have to do as we say because we're such narcissists. We know what's right for everybody. That's the other side of the aisle, folks. That is the left. Actually, it's the radical globalist, socialist, communist that control the Democrat Party. And that is exactly who they are, who are so misguided, so corrupt. And there's some of them on the right, too. That they think all they have to do is dictate how other people should live, and they should be able to force others to do so. So I think we need to be very, very cognizant of that, of the fact that we're not the people that think everybody ought to go the right way and all speak and march in lockstep. So that being said, one of the guests that we're going to have, in fact, in the next segment, is somebody who made the opposite decision. And ironically enough, I just interviewed him for my show, Spouting Off, and I thought his story was so interesting because he made the opposite decision as me, and we're both quite conservative. He's a millennial. Believe it or not, there's more than one millennial conservative. I know there is, besides our great Jimmy Sengenberger, who I heard much of his of the show yesterday. And that is that our guest, in a little bit, is someone who is from Texas, lives in California, and is ensconced in California, and he made a conscious decision to stay in California. And there's one other personal note, and that is that my friends and people that I know, and even some relatives in Colorado, if they are conservative and they are standing up to protect Colorado and stand up for Colorado so that it doesn't go behind the Iron Curtain, we don't want Colorado to become a satellite state of the Communist Party. I'm speaking only in ideologicals, you know, partially. And so the people that stay and fight it out and stand up, a lot of good people are standing up. You know, they help everyone. So it's an individual decision. But I'll tell you, it has been a little bit of an adjustment. I love it here. I love being a transplanted refugee and a newbie Texan, I guess you could say. But I'll tell you, Colorado weather is, everybody I talked to before I moved here said, you're really going to be amazed at the weather. Well, I did a show in Dallas some years ago, a lot of years ago, and it is hot here. But the thing that is amazing to me are the bugs and the critters. Denver just doesn't have the number of bugs and critters that Texas does. I woke up one day, and of course, you know, our dogs bring in a bunch of stuff from the outside, and I picked up something that I thought was a branch. It was a scorpion. It was a little bitty baby scorpion, but I'm from Colorado. I don't know from scorpions. So I put it in the wastebasket, and it started moving, and it wasn't a leaf. It was a scorpion. So it made me think of this song, I Don't Like Spiders and Snails. And I brought that audio, but we don't need to play it right now. I have only a couple minutes. Just to set it up for you, we're going to talk to Drew Allen, a terrific pundit. We're going to talk to him just for a short drop so he can tell this story about why he decided to stay in California to fight it out in what he considers even worse than Colorado. We must save our country above all else. I mean, and that's what people, listeners of Salem, listeners of the Stephen Tubbs show do. They listen, I think you listen, in order to stay on top of these issues so that you just don't fall asleep again. It's hard to stay asleep after all the stuff that is going on and the assaults that we are seeing to our fundamental God-given rights. So a whole lot more to come. When we get back, we'll have Drew Allen, and then we're going to tackle some issues that have to do with Tay Anderson. You'll get a chance to weigh in on that one, a little bit about Fauci, and because everybody's talking about that, but a lot of open lines so that you can spout off, if you will, to coin a phrase. Karen Cataline filling in for Stephen Tubbs here on 710 KNUS. Welcome back to the Stephen Tubbs Show. I'm sitting in for Stephen today. We wish him a speedy, speedy recovery. And I'm Karen Cataline, commentator, columnist, all-around rabble-rouser. And I got to tell you, before we get to our first guest, News Talk 710 KNUS is making this Father's Day extra special. Go to 710knus.com and enter to win a new Traeger pellet smoker grill for your dad, plus $1,000 cash. It'll be Father's Day. He will never forget. Enter daily to increase your opportunity to win. See terms and conditions for complete details. The Father's Day giveaway is presented by Salem Surround. Enter today at 710knus.com. Well, I am delighted to talk to this next gentleman twice in the same day. Drew Allen is a Texas-bred, California-based conservative author and speaker, fluent in Italian. Drew has lived and worked in Italy in the fashion industry and in New York City and in Los Angeles as an actor, screenwriter, and an independent film producer. Hey, Drew Thomas Allen, how are ya?
Hey, Karen Cataline, making Karen great again. It's good to be with you.
We were saying that that's very nice. So you want me to rehabilitate the name Karen? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you've already rehabilitated the name Karen just by virtue of being you.
You're not just blowing smoke up my skirt, are you?
No.
You wouldn't be doing that. So I forgot to say that you have a lot going on at your website, DrewThomasAllen.com. And among the things we talked about earlier that I thought was relevant, since I was going to kind of, you know, come out of the closet as a new Texan, and I fled the coop of Colorado and moved to Texas only a few months ago, and you did the exact opposite, or somewhat. You're from Texas, and you are living in California, and you are married. Do you have kids?
No, not yet, but we do want to.
Okay. Wonderful. Good. And they'll be either one or the other sex, right? They're not going to be one of Heinz 57 genders. They'll be one or the other. Just checking.
Yeah, they also won't be eating any Kellogg cereal that lets them choose their own pronouns. So they're going to be sticking with a Wheaties or something else or something my wife cooks, but no Kellogg's for us.
And no communist red Coca-Cola either, right?
No, we're really going to have to forage probably by the time we have children old enough to understand what's going on.
Drew, wouldn't it be cool if somebody could put together a meme, hint, hint, to the listeners out there who have art possibilities, and write in the Coca-Cola lettering be less red or be less communist. You know?
Oh, that's great. That's great. Yeah, you're right, though. It does correspond, doesn't it? They were ahead of their time. They were ready to become what they've become today.
That is correct. Anyway, getting back to your family's situation here, which is something we don't usually do because you are up on so many issues. You are so on top of things. We might get around to a little bit of Fauci talk in a minute. Faustian bargain Fauci. Thank you, Steve Dace, for that. He is, he came up with it. I only wish I would have come up with it first. You were thinking about moving out of California because California is Colorado on steroids. Coloradans don't want Colorado to become another California, but it seems to be going in that direction. Listeners and everyone who loves liberty want to do everything they can to stop it from happening. And you decided to stay. So tell us about that story and what made you decide, you know what, we're going to hang in there.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I feel like there's an upshot of having been in California for so long. And of course, my last 20 years of kind of career and experience has been always around Democrats. So I've been kind of forged, in this fire, if you will. So I've gotten to a place where I'm quite confident, quite well read and learned in terms of these issues today. And I'm not insecure anymore. We talk about how it isn't cool to be a Democrat. We talked about it earlier today on your show. And I want to, you know, we've got to live our life a certain way to get people to get off that Marxist train. And part of that is showing people how awesome it is to be a conservative, what it means to be a conservative by the way you live your life. Just like if you were trying to convert somebody to a religion or to Christianity or something like that. And so, you know, it's not my time, I think, to leave California because I think I have a lot of work that I can accomplish here, living my life, walking the walk, the way I talk, and doing some good in my community to try and save some of these people from this totalitarian darkness Marxist mentality that they've been indoctrinated with. Because, look, if we all leave these kind of communist states, there's going to be no one to convince them or show them another way. So. Yeah. So I just feel called maybe right now to stick around and just see where it goes. I just have a gut feeling that it's not time to leave yet.
Yes, and because we as conservatives, and we all don't think with one mind or one broad brush, we believe in individual freedom and individual choices, that supports what you're saying, that everybody makes their own choice. I have nothing but respect for my friends and conservatives in Colorado who are not going to leave, who are not. My husband and I are at a certain point in our lives where we said, you know, even if things got better, this is the right time for us. Mobility is among the greatest liberties, right? I think that's why the left wants to get rid of cars. They want us all to live on top of each other in cities. The more control, the more they like it. So it sounds to me, Drew Allen, like you're saying you have more to work with in California if you're going to be a model of conservatism.
I do. I've got a kind of, steep road ahead, but I think it's important. And, you know, I admit this and say this not to condemn anybody who is leaving, because I understand that. Believe me, you know, I was on the precipice. I was in Montana with my wife looking at property not too long ago. Yeah. And, you know, it takes an army to fight this ideological war. And every single American adds their own value to this ideological fight. And so not everyone's called to do the same things, each according to his or her own unique abilities. And so I just want to say
that's
that.
That's a
so
different I'm take on socialism, right? To each according
exactly.
to their choice, from yep. each according yep. to their voluntarism. How about that? Yes, I get what you're saying. You yep. also wrote, let's see, we were talking about this. You wrote a piece about, didn't you, about moving or about...
Yeah. It was after I went to Montana, I came back because I'd been living in California for so long, almost like the silent majority that adopts through their silence, this attitude that it's cool to be a Democrat. You know, I was kind of a sheep out here, too. It's not that I agree with everything, but I was wearing a mask and going along to get along. And I started, you know, I talk about these issues on the air, and I'm not a hypocrite. And I said, look, I got to live my life a certain way. So I got out of here for the first time, and I went to Montana. And the title of the piece you're talking about is, yeah, I believe, Masks Promote Servitude or something like that. Not, I forget. So anyway, that was the point. So I went to Montana, and I didn't wear a mask for an entire weekend I was there. Nobody said anything to me. It was just this feeling of freedom. And there were two observations I made when I came back. One was that more than the feeling of oxygen that was filling my lungs uninterrupted was this deep sense of freedom that is our natural state. That is what we are born to be. And yet the communist states of California and others and the Democrats and the government and rhinos too are stifling that from us. And my concern was this when I came back. I thought about the young children in this country. You know, it took 2,000 plus years of history for the patriots of 1776, the founding fathers, to get away from totalitarianism, experience freedom, and having tasted freedom after tasting the rod of totalitarianism, they were motivated to fight for freedom, okay? But they experienced both. And I thought about the danger of these masks is actually kids in California have never experienced freedom. So if they don't know what freedom is, their normal is totalitarianism. And if they haven't experienced freedom, they will be unwilling to fight for freedom. And so we're going to have a generation of people who are far more gone than even the most indoctrinated adults today because they can't even remember or know what life used to be like.
We're talking to Drew Thomas Allen from DrewThomasAllen.com here on News Talk 710 KNUS. And that's a lot of wisdom for the pejorative thing that they call you, you millennial, you, just like you Karen, you. All these collectivist pejorative terms, you know, we don't want to play that game, I don't think. We are all being enculturated to look at people as to what group they belong to instead of as individuals, which brings me to this point that I want to run past you. I'm always run. You get my brain going, Drew. And so I want to bring this up as a possibility. You know, I've said that about the only thing that I think Obama had right is that we mocked him for being a community organizer. And now we wish that we knew more about community organizing because they were miles ahead of us in imposing their agendas on a mass of people. But there might be another way for conservatives to fight back, and that is to do it the conservative way and not waiting for a giant group to follow, but to be more of an influencer in your own sphere of influence. That would be the way an individualist would do it. They would join with others and get support from others, but remember the guy who owned the exercise, he was on Tucker Carlson. I interviewed him. I can't remember his name. I think it's like Marching Alzheimer's. Maybe it's Bidenheimer's. And yes, the presidential potted plant is what I call him. He decided to just act upon him on his own, and then he got all these followers. Not everybody can be a leader, but a lot of people can be a leader in their own lives. And if people can jump on a bandwagon quickly, they can jump off just as quickly. And so what do you think about that? Just encouraging people, be your own leader, and then people will start following you to recognize what liberty and responsibility is all about. How about that?
Well, it absolutely does work. I will say this, since I have changed my mentality to walk tall and be proud and not insecure about my conservatism, in my day-to-day, I tell you what, Karen, I don't know how to describe this or why this happens or how it is. You know, I'm a Christian. People talk about energy and things like this. But this confidence that I walk around with, I kid you not, every single day I have conversations with multiple groups, families, etc. And guess what? They think just like I do, but they're afraid to speak up. And I got to tell you, just living out here in the Napa Valley since I've been here, I can't tell you how many dozens of contacts and people I've made who follow me, who send me messages, who talk to me, just because they met me and talked to me, they want to change things as well. So
looks like you're doing great work out there. Forgive me, we have to wrap it up. This is Drew Thomas Allen, and that's a lot of wisdom here. You're definitely being a leader, and my hat's off to you for doing the heavy lifting in California. And I think that's great, and people in Colorado and all over can do it. There are liberal areas in Texas, as we know, Austin, and Austin is like Boulder, only not quite as bad. Anyway, thank you so much, Drew Thomas Allen, for joining me twice in one day. Go visit him. And do you have a Twitter handle too, real quick?
I do. It's Drew Thomas Allen.
Very good, Drew Thomas Allen. Take care. Love having you. This is News Talk 710 KNUS, and you're listening to Karen Cataline, sitting in for the great Stephen Tubbs. We'll be right back after this. Well, welcome back. What beautiful, lovely music. Doesn't Stephen Tubbs have the best voice? What a great radio voice he has. No one has a voice quite like his. The minute you hear his voice, you know automatically who it is. That's a professional. So, Karen Cataline back on News Talk 710 KNUS. What a pleasure. Feels like I'm home. I certainly am talking in my hometown. But as I said, the world is a lot smaller now. You can meet with people. You can even see doctors on video, just like the Jetsons. So we're going to shift gears just a little bit here for the rest of the hour. So after more than a year of rumors circulating about Anthony Fauci and his connection to the Wuhan lab, among other nefarious charges, there were emails obtained by FOIA request, and that were called conspiracy theories. Looks like they're not conspiracy theories. Just like Rush Limbaugh used to say, God love him, may he rest in peace. The drive-bys, they report so that the damage is done, and by the time the truth comes out, they are long gone. So the fear has already been mongered, and the conditioning has already been conditioned, and the divide has already been further divided. What I don't understand is the same propaganda media culprits that have ignored all of it. Why did this take so long for this to come out after a year? We saw it, we heard it, we knew it was happening a year ago, but it just took this long. And why, pray tell, are people still listening to this corrupt and evil little man? That's what I want to know. And so that's kind of where I stand, and hopefully that's going to be a little bit of the rest of the show. We're going to bring up several issues. I'll just tell you straight out where I stand on the issue. But more importantly, where do you stand on the issue? This is your chance, your opportunity. And there will be some every hour for you to weigh in on this. Or if there's something else, hey, I'm cool with that. Something that is a burr in your saddle. God, I hate those burrs in Texas. We have very long haired dogs, and I'm pulling burr after burr out of their saddles. 303-696-1971. It's 303-696-1971. What do you think about this Fauci business? Did you hear, read, or know that taxpayer dollars had gone to the Wuhan lab, and that news propaganda media refused to report that? Propaganda media refused to report anything other than what the company line is supposed to be. What a, among all the changes that have been thrust upon us at such a maddening speed, this notion that it is acceptable for either a media or anyone to dictate what is and is not acceptable to think, to believe, to question, to know, that should tell you, in my opinion, everything you need to know about this. If you're not allowed to question it, then maybe you should be questioning it. You're not allowed to think it. I mean, those are aspects of a cult. Now, years ago, I wrote a piece about the similarities between liberalism and a cult, not occult, but a cult. And there are numerous similarities. One is that they demonize anything that doesn't comport with what they think. And if they start to censor using huge big tech in order to control what you think, when I was really little and the Soviet Union was still around, I couldn't comprehend what it might be like to live in a place where you have to whisper what you really think. But that's one of the ways to fight back, is to, I don't know, use it or lose it. I may not be working out much. I never have worked out much. But use it or lose it, your First Amendment. And that's what we do on talk radio. No wonder the left hates talk radio as much as it does. So that's the thought that I have about Fauci. I love when Randy Corcoran has Steve Dace on his program. I do try to listen when I can. And Steve Dace came up with this great book. It's hard to get him as a guest, but The Faucian Bargain. And that's kind of what it is. When people want to corrupt you, they either offer blackmail or bribery. It's either the carrot or the stick. Either play along with our game or we're going to beat you with a stick. And if you play along with our game, we're going to make things look really great. That is kind of the Faustian bargain of the story of the same name. So that is what has happened here. Let me just take a look at this. And honestly, if you'd like to call in about Fauci, I know that people have been talking about it a great deal, and I'm not sure what aspect of it, but this is just starting to break now about Fauci. And one other observation that I have, and that is that we really know whether the left is prepared to throw Fauci under the bus by how they behave. The left has become incredibly predictable. And if they protect him, as they are doing, like the Biden came forth and said, they're protecting him and saying that this is a ridiculous story. And if they are paying attention, and then it's another story altogether. So Fauci was outed, and only now do we see why socialized medicine has been such a major agenda item for the left. If they can control your medical history, know what you do, then that's how they build the foundation of medical tyranny, of which we've just begun to see a glimpse. 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971. Did you hear about this on Fauci? And were you surprised when this started coming out in the news? We did have a caller last segment that we weren't able to take her call. And I know she wanted to talk about the drive-by media, I believe. And so here's another thought. Tyranny has so many faces and leads to an endless variety of ugly outcomes. Unfortunately, we really are seeing the beginning of a tyrannical kind of nature in our government. And when people talk about real terrible stories in history, it's funny how we get offended by the mention of a terrible story instead of the terrible story itself. Like, yes, people know I'm Jewish. When I make a reference to the Holocaust, it isn't automatically anti-Semitic, even though I have been called an anti-Semite, which is sort of funny. It's kind of like Candace Owens being called a racist. And just because you mention the early stages of tyranny and how dangerous it is doesn't mean you're predicting that that's going to happen. What it means is you want to warn people. You want to warn people to make sure and not make the same mistakes. If we, God forbid, knew what we know now about the Holocaust, would we have done things differently? Would we have rolled over? No, we wouldn't. So that's the question to ask. We're going to have to take a top of the hour break, but when we get back, we're going to talk about Tay Anderson. Yes, I've been following that story, and we will come back with that. As a matter of fact, I met Tay Anderson at a protest where he was carrying a big, giant bullhorn. That was pretty much when he came on the scene. We have to take a break. You're listening to 710 KNUS News Talk, 710 KNUS. This is Karen Cataline sitting in for Stephen Tubbs. We'll be right back after this.